Amen. Man, it's good to be back. I tell you what, it's just been a wonderful day today. The Holy Spirit was here this morning, just moving, changing people's lives, giving encouragement. And so we're so thankful for that. Man, it was just a grand and glorious feeling to be around this place. But that was this morning. I don't know about you. It's just like eating lunch. About supper time, I'm hungry again. And so that's the way I come back tonight, looking for another good dose of it. And, man, just make a wonderful day out of it. And I appreciate you from the very bottom of my heart coming tonight on Sunday night. I appreciate it from everything I got. I really do. And so let's just go to meet. Remember Baby Lakeland. In the morning, they're supposed to go in and do surgery and put a shunt in. And so let's remember this. They did put her back on the, as most of you know, they tried to put her on the BiPAP yesterday. And she had pulled the breathing tube out. And she did real good for a period of the day. And then they tried to change her over to another breathing machine. And when they did that, she quit breathing. And so they put her back on the vent. And so today they put her back, try to wing it down again, try to get her on that BiPAP. As of right now, she's doing great. She's breathing mostly on her own, and so that's good. And so let's pray for them tomorrow that this surgery will go in there and it'll do good and it'll help the situation, whatever it may be. But pray for JT and Emily. I tell you, it just breaks my heart. To me, I look at them, they're still just little kids. And so you pray for them, pray for all their families. I know they're there with them. And so let's remember each one of them tonight. All these that was mentioned this morning, let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. God knows all about it. Amen. A lot of prayer needed, a lot of prayer requests made. Let's just give it to the Lord tonight. Amen. Let him do what he needs to do with it. He'll answer it. And sometimes it's not our way, but God's way, and he will. He knows. Amen. So will you stand with me tonight? We're going to ask the ushers to come around, receive our evening offering, ask to be blessed upon the service tonight. Brother Sam, will you ask to bless? Thank you.
time I get up here, I generally say about the same thing, but you know, I found out one thing, though. The scripture tells me if I'm ashamed of the Lord, you know, down here on this, he's going to be ashamed of me when they, before, and I want him to stand up and say, that's one of mine. I want you to listen to the words of this song. It just merely says, I believe. You know what, if they would get a heart right, and like the Lord is ringing with us just right, that's all we got to do, to have a home in eternity, in that everlasting home. Won't you listen to the words of this song as she sings? Listen. Yes, God do please.
Thank you.
John, chapter number 9, reading through verse number 18 through 25. At St. John, chapter number 9, verse 18, reading through verse number 25. And you pray for us tonight. Amen. We'll be able to get out from the body, get praise from the Lord. We surely appreciate you coming back on Sunday night. Good to see this good crowd. Amen. I appreciate that. It just blesses my heart. That's my desire, to see people that have a desire to go to God's house. Amen. Amen. And I'm talking about they're in it for the honor and glory of God. Amen. Bible said in St. John, chapter number 9, verse number 18, read it through verse number 25. The Bible said, but the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. Verse number 19. The Bible said, and they asked them, saying, is this your son? Who you say was born blind? How then doeth he now see? Look at verse number 20. His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son, and he was born blind. Look at verse number 21. But by what means how he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He's of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. Look at verse number 22. The Bible said these words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Look at verse number 23. Therefore said his parents, he is of age. Ask him. Second time they told him to do this. Verse number 24. Then again called they the man that was blind, said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Verse number 24, 25. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or not, no, I know not. One thing I do know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way tonight and I'll be able, Lord, get over on the holy ground. God, I know, Lord, that I'm nothing tonight, but you're everything. And, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll give us the strength that we need, Lord, to proclaim your name tonight. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. We humbly pray, amen and amen. Neighbor, tonight, if I had a message, but I want to preach on for just a little while tonight, maybe on this right here, one thing that I know, amen, one thing that I know, the book of John, listen, has seven important great I am statements. For example, in verse number 6, chapter 6, he says, I am the bread of life, amen. Listen, speaking of the miracle that he fed the 5,000 plus women and children, and they were just five loaves and two fishes. In chapter number 11, listen, he refers himself, he said, I am the resurrection. And then following this, he told Lazarus to come forth, and Lazarus rose again. Listen, but in John chapter number 8, listen, the Lord made a statement, listen, it infuriated the Jews. The Jews didn't like what they said. The Jews didn't understand it. Listen, but he said this. He said, but verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Amen. Listen, neighbor, he's telling them, and Abraham was a great man, but I'm greater. Abraham done a lot of great things. Listen, but I can do greater. Listen, this infuriated the Jews in the church house that night so bad. The Bible said they went out and they picked up stones. Listen, and they were going to stone the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, and the Bible said that Jesus began to make his way, him and his disciples, out of the church house, just like I would do tonight. If you're going to throw a bunch of rocks at me, I'd go to the house. Amen. Listen, and that's exactly what the Lord was going to do that day. He said, I'm just going to slide right on out of here. Listen, the Bible said him and disciples were going out. And by the way, listen, wayside that day, there was a man that was born blind. Listen, the disciples asked him this question. I said, Father, who did sin? I said, it was him. Listen, or his parents. The reason he's like this. Listen, and God looked at him, or Jesus looked at him, and said, neither did sin. Before this is for the honor and glory of God. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, the Bible said the word got out. This man was once blind, but now he sees. The Bible said they, listen, they called him up, and they asked him, Brother Mike said, how did this happen? Listen, he began to tell them. Listen, and they just didn't want to have it. The Bible said they called the parents up and said, listen, and said, is this your child? Listen, and he said, yes, it is. Listen, they said, well, you tell us how he received his sight. Listen, and the parents, knowing better, said it was of the Lord, they'd have killed them. Listen, they'd have run them out of the synagogue. Listen, so the parents being in terror and the parents being afraid, Patricia, they said, listen, and said, all we know that he is my son, and all we know that he was born blind. Listen, now how he now can see, listen, we don't know. I said, but he's of age. I asked him. Listen, and he called him up there, and they said, we want you to tell us, did that sinner, listen, that's what they were calling the Lord, and they said, we want to know how that sinner, because of what he said, listen, about Abraham and all this, listen, the Jews said, listen, to that sinner, did he heal you? Listen, the young man looked at him and said, listen, sinner or no, listen, I know not, but this one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight, and that's what I want to preach on now. Listen, this one thing I do know. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, you can't keep it a secret. Neighbor, when the Lord passes by, neighbor, you'll know it from the bottom of your heart tonight. Amen. He said, this one thing I do know. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one that touched my blinded eyes. I listened, and immediately I was able to see. I see, my friend, man can't explain it. And man sometimes don't understand it. But God can do a mighty work. God can do a miracle within our life. I listen, neighbor, when the physician says, I just can't explain it. And neighbor, a lot of times it's because God did it. Amen. I listen, he's able to move mountains. He was able to part the Red Sea. Listen, in miracle after miracle, we see throughout the Word of God. Listen, that only the power and the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ, I never could have done such a thing. But three things tonight that I want to preach on about. Listen, one thing that I know. Now, I don't know a lot in this whole world. Listen, as far as wisdom. Listen, but I know. Listen, the Lord touched this old boy's heart one night in a place called Calvary. Listen, amen. And I'm telling you something now. Neighbor, I knew it was real. Amen. It wasn't something that mama had to tell me. It wasn't something that daddy had to tell me. I knew. I listened without a doubt that Jesus had passed by my way. I knew that. I knew that Jesus had passed by my way. He said, I whether who y'all ever think it is, this one thing I know, that I once was blind and now I can see. I can see the sun. I can see the daylight. I can see mom and dad. I can see all these great things. I listen, neighbor, today. And I listen, I thought about this. I listen, I'm like the blind man. There is some things that I do know. I listen, number one tonight, that I do know. I, Jeff Halsey, I was a sinner. Amen. Yes, sir. Listen, I was a sinner. I see my friend tonight. There's no human being that's born of a woman. Listen, save Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone that was born. Listen, without the sinful nature and passed on from Adam and Eve. Listen, I was in their genes. It's in my genes. It's in your genes. Listen, the sinful nature of man. Our neighbor tonight, listen, the Bible said that man's heart is on evil continually. Amen. Listen, with the things of the world. Listen, amen, we're all born with a sinful nature. Listen, I deserved, listen, I never deserved eternal life. I never deserved to have my name I wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've never deserved, neighbor tonight, that when I leave the walls of this life, I've got a new body, I've got a new home, I've got a reward that's laying up for me. Listen, I don't know, listen, why, I can't understand it, I can't explain it, I just know tonight, this man called Jesus, when he passed by, this old sinner tonight, listen, I can stand tonight and say I'm just a sinner, saved by the grace of God. I'm just a sinner. That's one thing I know. Nobody had to tell me, Jeff, you're lost. I knew I was lost. Nobody has to tell you that. We were born with a sinful nature. And just because we're even saved does not mean we lose that sinful nature. We fall short every day. Every day. He said there's none righteous. No, not one. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2 and verse number 3. I'm preaching tonight on this. Hey, man, one thing I know. One thing I know. The blind man said, I don't know how he done it. I can't explain it. I don't even really know who he was. But I'm telling you this. I was blind, but now I see. Now listen, I can't tell you the whole salvation process that took place, but I do know this. Jesus Christ reached into my heart. He took out my black sins and dipped them in crimson blood, and I've been washed white as snow. I do know that tonight. Look at what the Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 2. In verse number 3, he said, among whom also, we all had our conversations in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, listen to this, and were by nature the children of wrath. We're sinners. Nothing we can do about it. It's just like being born in America. You're Americans. There's nothing we can do about it. Amen. We're born into this world, into a world of sin, into a world of not understanding a lot of things. We're born with that sinful nature. But this one thing I know, I listen, neighbor, tonight, that Jesus Christ can pass by my way and your way. He can take things that are broken and mend them back together. He can take things that are torn apart and put them back together. The blind man said, I don't know who did it. I really don't care who did it. This one thing I know is I was blind. That's all that matters. I now can see. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. This one thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see. That was the main thing. But see, the Jews wanted to attack that. They did not want the Lord Jesus Christ getting any honor and glory for this. They were furious. They were just plumb mad. They just tried to nitpick. You ever seen anybody like to nitpick? They just nitpick you to death. They sure will. I have people do me like that. They just want to, it's like a gnat, you know. I can't stand them things. They just nitpick, nitpick, nitpick. Amen. You just want to do it like a fly flap to a fly. Nitpick. I shouldn't say stuff like that, I guess. But Mama always told me, if you think it to me, I will say it. But anyway, getting back into the spirit realm here. Sometimes he said, this one thing I know. I was blind, but now I see. And see, that's one thing that we need to know tonight. One time I was a sinner. I know that. Nobody don't have to tell me where God brought me from. Nobody don't have to tell me I don't deserve to go to heaven. Nobody don't have to tell me that I deserve the riches of all the blessings that he's got before me and you. Nobody does. But this one thing I know. This one thing I know. I know what he did for me at Calvary. Amen. This one thing I know. He said, listen, all of us have had our conversation in time past. The lust of the flesh, the desires of the world. I listen, and of the mind, and whereby nature, the children of wrath. But see, my friend, that's why it takes the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, but you can take a pig out of the pig pen, and you can wash that thing up. You can clean him up. Hey, man, tie a ribbon around his neck, carry him down to the local fair, get you a blue ribbon, but you bring that joker back home, he's right back in the pig pen. Why? Because his sinful nature has never been changed. And the only way we can get it cleansed is by allowing the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. What can wash away my sins? What could get rid of those? Nothing but the blood.
Amen.
Somebody said it's too bloody. No, it's not bloody enough. We need the blood. The Bible said without the shed blood, there is no remission of sin. It's still the blood. It was the blood in this King James Bible. It'll be the blood from 50 years from now. There's one thing I know. It's still the blood. It's still the blood. There's one thing I know, that I was a sinner. Never deserved eternal life nor the blessings of God. There's one thing I know. I was as a sheep without a shepherd. We all was. I'm that one he left the 99 for. Thank God. I'm that one. This one thing I know tonight, I was a sinner. And then number two tonight, not only did I know that I was a sinner, but I also know he became my Savior. He became my Savior. Amen. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Amen. I was a sinner. I was a sinner. I knew that. But I also know he became my Savior. He became my Savior. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter number 19. Don't let that scare you. It's just bothering me. Luke, chapter number 19, verse number 10. He became my Savior. Look at what he says. For the Son of Man has come. Look, I want you to focus on one key word right here. Y'all see it? For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is. That's exactly what we were. That's what we were. We were lost. We were lost. That's you and I. We needed a Savior. We needed somebody that would bear my burdens and bear my cares and carry my sin to a place called Calvary, hang between heaven and earth. Oh, he didn't come for the righteous. He didn't come for those that didn't need a physician. But he said, I come to redeem the lost. That was you and I. You and I tonight, we were lost, in need of a Savior. We were a sinner, lost sinner. But he became my Savior. I accepted him as my Savior. Listen to this. You define Savior as a person who saves. That's pretty good. A person who saves. That's pretty good. But I like this other, the rest of the definition better. Not only A Savior is a person who saves, but he also rescues.
Amen.
See, that's what he did for me. He rescued me when we're drowning in our sorrow, when we're drowning in the world of uncertainty, when we're drowning in the depths of the sin pool that this world is. We got a Savior that rescues us, and he sets our feet on a solid foundation. He said we shall mount up his wings of an eagle. Thank God. I'm glad tonight. I don't know how it happened. I can't explain it, but this one thing I know, I have a Savior. I have a Savior. I have a King of Kings, and I have a Lord of Lords. Man, he's my best friend. I can't even walk without holding his hand. Sometimes I just go around, Sister Dar singing that little song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Oh, preacher, that's so little. Boy, it does me good. Amen. Sometimes the devil says he don't care. Sometimes the devil says, hey, where's it at? Where's that joy at? Where's that bubbling over at? Where's that energy at? Man, I said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. Every once in a while, Sister Patty, I hear the car door on the other side close. Amen. He had to get out. Thank God. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm like the blind man. I'm like the blind man. I can't explain it. I don't understand it. But this one thing I know, I've got a Savior that saved me. He rescued me. He delivered me from everything I needed tonight. One thing I do know, Brother Coleman, I was a sinner. Amen. Brother Jim, one thing I did know, I've got a Savior.
Amen.
I've got a Savior. What'd that Savior do for you? He rescued me.
Amen.
He rescued me. A person that saves, a person that rescues, a person that delivers you. Amen. Listen, if you was overboard tonight, you was out in the middle of the ocean, and your head bobbling up down that water, in that water, your lungs had done got full, man, and you just look like surely you're going to drown. All of a sudden, just out of nowhere, Brother George, somebody says, hey, grab hold of the rope. Grab hold of the rope. Hey, man, that person would be your natural savior. I'm telling you what you'd do. First thing you got up there, you wouldn't say, hey, why'd you do that? Amen. You wouldn't have said, couldn't you get a better rope? Man, you would have wrapped your arms around his neck. Man, you would have probably kissed him on top of the head. Man, you probably would have. Man, I'm telling you what, you would have took him down to the Waffle House and bought him supper. Amen. Man, I guarantee you, you would have done it. That's my Savior. I'm telling you. That's it. I listen, I was lost. I was going to hell. There was no hope for me. But Jesus saved me. I got excited about it. Somebody said, oh, you're to calm down. I can't calm down. I listen, why? Because I was the man that was bobbling under. I was the man that looked like no hope, but Jesus Christ, he set me free.
Amen.
I just know, this one thing I know, I got a Savior.
Amen.
I got a Savior. I was a sinner, needed a Savior, and I got one.
Amen.
He rescued me. He sure did. I'm sure he's rescued you tonight, time and time and time again. Amen. A person that rescues or delivers. Amen. See, the message of the whole Bible, the message of the whole Bible is about two things. From Genesis to Revelation, it's about salvation and a Savior. That's the cover to cover. That's the basic knowledge that you need to know. You need salvation, and how you get it is through our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. He said it's by grace through faith. Amen. Not of ourselves, lest any man should boast. Amen. But he is the key to eternal life. To eternal life. To know I'm redeemed. To know I'm redeemed. To know I've been purchased. He loved me enough. Man, listen, when I was little, we'd pick ball teams, you know, at recess. I know kids don't have that no more. We'd have recess. Man, our recess, I guess, seemed like it lasted an hour, but probably didn't. But, man, we just, you know, a lot of times we'd pick teams. We'd get two captains. All right. Man, we'd pick two captains. I never did get me a captain. But anyway, I'm over that now. But anyway, they'd pick teams. They'd say, I'll take him. 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 Finally, they get to me and they say, well, he's left. You're over there. That ain't a bit of fun. But you know what? I'm glad when the Lord looked down at me. He seen me with all my disabilities. He did. All my disabilities. Everything that I could not offer. Everything that I would never be. He's seen every bit of that, Peggy. He's seen me as a sinner. He's seen me as a sinner. And this is what he said, Robbie. He said, Jeff Hulsey, I'll take you. I said, me? He said, I'll take you. I said, me? He said, yeah. Man, he could have picked a flower. He could have picked the rose of Sharon. He could have picked all these things, but he chose to live in me. Woo! Look at him. You see him? He chose to live in me. Thank God. Oh, preacher, you think you're something now. I sure do. I got the King of Kings living in my heart. Thank God. I'm redeemed. Hey, not of flesh and blood, not of the corruptible thing, but this one thing I do know. I've got a Savior. I've got a Savior. I can't explain it. I don't even understand it. I just know I got it.
Amen.
I just know I got it. Blind man said, his parents come up there and they said, is that your boy? That kind of scares you when people do that, don't it, Jimmy? I know it did my daddy. People bring me to him. Here I come. Is that your boy? I know sometimes daddy want to say no. No. Not sure. He's... We adopted him. That's what they did. They jerked that family up out of the audience and they said, get up here. Is that your boy? And they were scared already. Knees are knocking, already shaking. And man, them people didn't play over there. They cut your head off. They said, is that your boy? They said, yes, sir. That's my son. Tell us how he was blind and now he can see. Mom and Daddy said, all I can tell you this, he was born blind. He's been blind all of his life. And now he can see. We don't know how it happened. We just don't know. Said, but he's of age. Ask him. Kind of throwed him under the bus, didn't it? Ask him. He's of age. Now, I don't know what age that was. Maybe 13, 14. I don't know. It could have been 30. I don't know. But he said, he's of age. Ask him. Brought him up there, and they said, we won't know how this happened. You know, they look at me like they've been shouting, praising God. Hey, this boy's blind, and see, they just won't know how it happened. Yeah. The young man said, they said, did that sinner do this? Did he do this to you? Knowing that, if he said it was Jesus Christ, he was done. Yeah. But he didn't know. He said, I'm going to tell you this. Whether he's a sinner or not, I cannot tell. But this one thing I do know, this morning I got up, and it was at the midnight hour. It was dark as such. And today, I can see the sun coming up over a hill. I don't know how it happened. I just know he will. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, when we get into God's will, he can make miracles happen. He can give us things that we've never experienced before. Because I do know that. For this one thing I know, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, which means every one of you. every one of you. Sometimes we forget we were one of them. Sometimes, you know, boy, here we look good. I got my purple on tonight. Amen. Got my good tie on. Amen. When you look like me, do all you can. You know, and we dress up. We come in here on Sunday morning, praise God, praise God. But we always need to remember we were one of those.
Yeah.
That's where our heart ought to be, Sister Peggy, is reaching the lost. We're in the family. We're redeemed. We're going to heaven. But let's can't forget those that's like the prodigal son this morning that's still down the hog pen. Amen. For this one thing I know, I was a sinner. He became my Savior. He became my Savior. Then number three, I was a sinner. He became my Savior. Then we, I, he, and we. Notice how that takes place. I, he, and we. We became inseparable. We became inseparable. When Jesus moved in, he became part of my life. He became part of my life. You, inseparable means cannot be separated or parted. That's pretty good, ain't it? Amen. I hope so. It's about as good as it gets. But just like God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, three separate individuals. They've always been, even in the beginning. They've always been, they always will be, but you'll never find where you can separate them.
Right.
This one thing I know, that once Jesus Christ is in your heart, in your life, and you've accepted him as your Savior, he's inseparable.
Amen.
You cannot separate it once we're saved. You can't separate his love and his grace, his mercy and his blessings. They're all are inseparable.
Amen.
I got him living in my heart. Let me show you an example. Amen. Let me show you an example. Mike Kitchius. No, I'm playing. Yeah. Charlotte said, no, he can't play baseball at all. Surely there's some ingredient somewhere. It's water. That ain't worth a hill of beans. I'm going to bring my own examples. Help me out, Timmy. Give me that stuff over there. Surely it's got something in it. Oh God, don't give it. Can't have that, Mike. Yeah. I am not using alcohol. I ask you to see Christ in me. All right, anybody can read. All right. Saturated fat, 8%. Sodium, 4%. Potassium, 11%. Y'all giving that grandbaby? Lord, mercy. Sugars, 22 grams. That's what I said. Then they wonder why they're going. Arr. People hear these sermons on the radio and they hear and they think, I don't get it. Got to be here. Protein, 8 grams. But what I'm getting to, wait a minute. You can have it back in a second. All that goes in to make strawberry milk. But if I told Brother Mike, come here, Mike, I don't want you to feel left out. You're going to catch it with your buddy. I said, Mike, this is what I want you to do. All them ingredients right there, separate them for me. Try. You can't do it, can you? You know why? Because it's already mixed in.
That's right.
It's already been blended together. They're all in there together. I can't say, well, I'm going to drink that urine, but I'm going to take the sugar out of it. It's inseparable. It's already in here. You can't separate it. See, and that's what I'm saying tonight, trying to catch a rabbit. Saying tonight is when the Lord puts you in, he comes in your life. This one thing I know, we, me, him, and all three of them above, we become inseparable.
Amen.
We become, who's that belong to? I would have figured. Become inseparable. That's what I was trying to, man, I thought surely something was in that water we could take out of it. I got to start thinking better. One thing I do know. One thing I do know, I was like the blind man. I was a sinner. I was. I do know that. He became my Savior. And once he became my Savior, Sister Allen, Sister Carolyn, I'm sorry. Well, I'm batting 1,000 tonight. I'm just glad I preached good this morning. We became inseparable. We became inseparable. When God moved in, we became inseparable. Amen. I'm going to close while y'all still will have me. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. This one thing I know. Blind man said, this one thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see. While we stand together tonight.
Page 370.